Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the drama continues, all right? We have, in the last 2 years, been going back and forth with COVID. Did it get leaked from a lab? Did somebody get it from being bit by a bat? Did somebody drink bat soup or eat bat soup? You don't really eat soup unless it's chunky. I think you drink soup. Drink your soup. Yeah, I don't, but some people say I ate soup. So anyway, back and forth, and I'm like, you know, can we please entertain the idea that maybe there was a lab leak? And finally, 3 years after it possibly leaked, Senate's thinking, look, guys, this probably is what happened. Well, if it happened with COVID, now people are like, well, what happened with Ebola? So now there's a theory that Ebola came from a lab, but not a Wuhan lab in China. Scientists are claiming there was an accident at a U.S.-funded biofacility that might have caused the big, nasty 2014 to 2016 Ebola outbreak that killed over 11,000 people. Whoa. Now, this is being reported by Daily Mail. Virologist Dr. Jonathan Latham, a former researcher at the University of Wisconsin, and journalist Sam Husseini say there are a number of inconsistencies in the official timeline of the West African epidemic. They claim that the virus likely emerged during routine research activities from a laboratory in Kenema, Sierra Leone, which at the time was receiving funding from the U.S. government for its work on Lassa fever. The lab specializing in hemorrhagic viruses similar to Ebola, that's what the lab was working on. Unclear if they were working on Ebola per se, but if hemorrhagic viruses is what they're studying, it would be of no surprise that they might have a few other samples of other, you know, strains there. Most experts still believe, though, that Ebola emerged naturally during a spillover event from animals in Guinea. And the spillover event happened 175 miles from the lab. Bats, again, bats. See, I don't ever, you know, run when I see a bat. I think I'm going to start. Between this COVID, between this Ebola, I don't think I like bats anymore. Bats known to harbor Ebola were identified in a village where the first official patient was diagnosed, but researchers never found the original animal host. If I remember correctly, patient zero was, I think, a child that was being taken care of by the family, and then the family got sick, and this was in December of 2014. Now, again, things could have changed since then, but I'm trying to think back to what we thought originally happened. An independent expert responding to the findings told Daily Mail that the theory was certainly possible, but did raise several questions about the credibilities of the authors. They said Dr. Latham has a master's degree in crop genetics and a PhD in virology and was a postdoctoral research associate at the University of Wisconsin. They say he runs a website that has received a strike by online fact checkers for misleading scientific claims in the past. Now somebody might read that and go, okay, well, it looks like, you know, he's a troublemaker. But on the flip side, when I brought up that, you know, Ebola or COVID, you know, could have been a lab accident because the first SARS outbreak in 2002 to 2003 was ruled a lab accident from Singapore. Somebody could have slapped me with a strike for misleading claims. And all I said was, guys, just look into it, please. You know, it is a theory worth investigating. So right now I can't trust what these strikes mean. Authors said there is so far no evidence for an animal reservoir for Zaire Ebola in West Africa. They said the strange sudden appearance in the region was thus unexpected and still unexplained. Furthermore, the epidemiologic investigations in Guinea and Sierra Leone were inconclusive and unconvincing. They said, however, a single spillover event, which is also consistent with the lab origin. And last, there was a research laboratory nearby that specialized in viral hemorrhagic fevers. The VHFC lab may or may not have housed Ebola viruses, but it certainly had a dubious biosafety record, they say. All of the evidence is therefore consistent with a lab origin. So, as you know, being in science, you have to appreciate and be open to all theories. When Zika happened, there were reports that didn't really get propagated through the media. It got hushed up pretty quickly. That when Zika exploded, and we had thousands of babies born with neurological deficits, some with anencephaly, you know, without a full head. Reports came out that prior to this, Brazil was releasing genetically modified mosquitoes to help fight malaria. And now I'm not saying that led to the Zika, you know, outbreak, but that is something that needs to be, again, entertained, a theory that needs to be investigated, because we do a lot of mosquito releasing. We do a lot of genetic modifying. And then all of a sudden, before the Rio Olympics, we had a huge Zika outbreak, and we're like, what the hell is this? And Zika had been around since the 40s. Ebola's been around since the 70s. Why now? Why in 2014 did we have a big, huge Ebola outbreak? Why in, when was the Rio Olympics, 2016? Yeah, why in 2016 was there a huge, now Zika epidemic? Zika was around since the 40s, Ebola since the 70s. What's going on here, people? So you do have to entertain the fact that there could be some human involvement in something that happened. So 8 years ago, there were 28,652 Ebola cases, according to the CDC. 36 of those, all but 36 of those occurred in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. The outbreak caused 11,323 deaths. 11 people were treated for Ebola in the U.S. during the 2014 epidemic. Two died, a Liberian and a doctor from Sierra Leone, who had both traveled to the U.S. That Liberian was, I believe, in Texas at the time, and we were out of the medication, even though he was the very first case in the U.S. So I do believe that this could be a possibility. I just think it needs to be investigated. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you have reached out saying, I am one of those superhuman because I never got COVID. And I'm like, really? You never got COVID? Like, nope, never got it. Never had COVID. I'm good. Okay, good for you. I do believe those people exist. I don't believe you're superhuman. But I do believe there is a certain percentage of the population who did not get COVID. It took me forever to get COVID. But when I got it, oh, crap. And I told you guys that if you went through 2 years not getting COVID, or almost, and then Omicron hits, you're gonna feel it. Thank God it was nothing like the original outbreak, the original COVID. It really put people. It was devastating. It scared the hell out of doctors I worked with, and scared the hell out of me. Scared the hell out of my students. We're like, what the hell is this thing? Thank God it's not as scary. It still bothers the hell out of us. There's still long COVID, But for those of you that never got COVID and you're patting yourself on the back and going, yee-haw, there might be some scientific reasons for that. Most likely, COVID did get into your body. You just didn't get sick. I mean, you know, you might have had COVID. You might have even released it. You might have even shed it, transmitted it. But you might not have gotten completely sick. Another issue I've seen is I sincerely doubt a lot of people who say they haven't had COVID have not coughed once in the last 3 years or sneezed or felt tired or had a headache or had pink eye. Remember, just because some people with COVID had a cough, runny nose, nasal congestion, some people had a fever, some people didn't have a fever. Some people had a headache, some people didn't have a headache. Some people had no cough, but they had some diarrhea. Now, we diagnose them with COVID because they had diarrhea. It's kind of not always were they triggering the nasal test to be positive, but eventually we figured, okay, they have COVID. So those of you that have never had COVID, did you at all feel nauseous? Did you at all have some loose stool? Did you ever have a headache? Did you ever feel tired? That could have been your COVID. So you could have had COVID and it was just milder than mild. The average person doesn't test. The average person doesn't test positive right away on their at-home tests. So you might have felt bad. You might have actually had a cold. They said, no, I had a cold. I was sick the last couple of years, at least once or twice. But when I tested myself, I was negative. Was it those free at-home tests we got that were made in China? Did you really, really get a good nasal swab? Were you having diarrhea? So, you know, you took a nasal swab, but you didn't really do a rectal swab. Not that we ever tell you to do a rectal swab, but that's why China was doing rectal swabs, because they were picking up COVID better than the nasal swab. So when somebody says I never had COVID, I can't 100% believe that that was the case. But I do believe that there are the very, very small subset of the population that just doesn't get sick from it. They have an immunity to it, or they were exposed to it. Their immunity is working, and they won't get it. So good for you guys. I think that's fantastic. Fantastic. Does that mean you're going to be completely fine if another strain gets leaked or another strain emerges or mutates? Not entirely. I had a patient yesterday say this was their first time they got COVID in all this time. So maybe their immune system was fantastic earlier, but this strain was different for them. So, if you want to be considered superhuman, I think that's fantastic. And again, I'm happy for you. But just keep in mind that you might have had COVID and it just wasn't picked up. And it was just really mild for you, which is still fantastic news. It is. It's fantastic news. Now, some of you are on the other end of the spectrum. You're like, I'm still positive for COVID. And I had it in June. And I'm like, really? You're still positive? I still test positive for COVID. There is a few of you out there that will test positive for months. In fact, one person has finally broken free. The Sun is reporting that a 59-year-old man had tested positive for 411 days. That is over a year. It's like, what, a year and 2 months? 411 days. Doctors are crediting the cocktail of drugs that they used to treat him. This is in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases. But this gentleman was in the UK, and the patient had a weakened immune system because he had a kidney transplant. So, again, this isn't, you know, the most common situation. But they believe, was one of the longest living patients with a persistent COVID infection. There was, however, another one treated by the same team who did die. He had COVID for 505 days. Gosh. There is a gentleman who's isolating. He's been positive for 78 days now. The man at first tested positive in December 2020. Then his symptoms went away. He continued to test positive intermittently until January 2020, or I think that would have been in January 2021. I think the date's wrong. So some of us will keep testing positive. And, you know, why is that? Well, is it because the virus is active, or is it because the virus leaves pieces? We're still trying to figure that out. I still believe long COVID and the lack of smell and taste was the virus hanging out in the brain. You know, I didn't get COVID until January of this year, and it kicked my butt. And my memory is very different from what it used to be. And I've had a lot of brain farts, and I notice a lot of my friends do too. And I'm having conversations where some of us were like, okay, how did you forget that? How did you? And I'm like, I don't know. And, you know, and now I worry. I go, okay, are all of us getting Alzheimer's or dementia? Is it because, you know, we've been seeing so much of Biden that now we're mimicking his behavior? What's going on here? And it's I really do believe that COVID set up shop in some of our brains. I hate that sucker. And I got vaccinated so it wouldn't. Even though I didn't believe them, they kept saying, hey, guys, if you get the vaccine, it'll minimize your chance of infection. Well, I still got spanked by it. And then in the summer, I got it again. Vaccine, no vaccine. Now, mind you, I didn't have to be hospitalized, so I'm grateful, which is why I ended up getting the booster. But I do believe that this virus sometimes decides to hang out and affect our brain and infect us. I just do. I also believe that sometimes the virus, the particles might not be eliminated that quickly. So our particles can still trigger the test. That's why I like the PCR better than the rapid tests. I also think some of these rapid tests leave a lot to be desired, but I got to tell you, when it comes to the rapid test, the false positive is much more rarer than a false negative. False negatives happen all the time. I can't tell you how many times people will call into the telemedicine platforms saying, I don't have COVID, but my husband does. He tested positive, but my symptoms are the same. So should I be treated? And I'm like, what tests are you using? And I'm like, maybe you guys, you know, maybe you, the one that tested negative, should get a PCR or get one done in a medical office. So, the false negatives seem to be a lot more common. But false positives, that's rare. For a test to say you're positive, just like a test to say you're pregnant when you're not, I mean, that's a big difference than, I tested negative and then it turned to positive the next day. So these little protein fragments on the cell surface, and I think there's a protein MHC1 that's on the surface of cells, that can, there's a process that might be able to, that might be involved that they're still looking at. But for those of you that keep testing positive for COVID and you can't go back to work, what usually your work needs to know is that you aren't infectious because they have, liability and they have issues. Even though the CDC said you could go back to work, even if you have symptoms, as long as they're better. If you have the type of job that says we need to know you're COVID-free, get a PCR, get a doctor's note. But if you are the one in many that still tests positive, maybe you do need to go, have another round of Paxlovid. Or maybe the monoclonal antibodies. Even though the monoclonal antibodies is more for the wild type, apparently some of these individuals have been getting monoclonal antibodies, we're hearing, to try to get rid of their numbers. Meantime, Pfizer and Moderna are working on making a combo vaccine that'll have both COVID and flu. Moderna's will also try to have an RSV vaccine within it. I believe the first participant already got their shot. With the Pfizer study, 180 human participants between 18 and 64 are going to be used in the study. The only thing I'm worried about that means kids won't be able to get this and seniors won't be able to get it if they're only studying those between 18 and 64. But we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans of the House Judiciary Committee released a report on Friday that accuses the FBI and Justice Department of political bias. Ranking committee member Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says the report shows how bad things have gotten.
It's all driven by politics now over there, and that is, I mean, that's, look, we live in the greatest country ever. But America's not America if you have a Justice Department that treats people differently under the law. It's supposed to be equal treatment under the law. That's not happening.
The report details investigations Republicans plan to consider if they win a majority in the House after the midterm elections. The Houston Astros have a chance to close out the World Series on Saturday. Houston edged the Phillies 3-2 in Game 5 of the Fall Classic last night in Philadelphia. USA Radio News.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was asked a few weeks ago, does Dr. Oz get Oprah's endorsement or did Oprah endorse John Fetterman? And I had no idea. I didn't think she did any endorsement. But as of today, we're being told that she did make an endorsement, and it wasn't her buddy Dr. Oz whose career she launched. Well, whose media career she launched. She did endorse Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman. Dr. Oz was a frequent guest on Oprah Winfrey's show, and then he got his own talk show in 2009. It was produced by her company, Harpo. Now, his show ended in January, because I think when you're a political figure, you can't continue to be in the media. And then you have to, I think, leave your show and post, which is one of the reasons why I didn't run for office. I know you guys are like, please do. Like, no, I still want to do my show. So there has been many opportunities for me to run for office locally or even congressionally, and I'm not ready to give up. I don't want to give up. It took me years to get to this point with the national show, and my relationship with GCN is amazing. I'm not ready to do that. As much as I want to serve my country, I think there's a lot more I could do behind the microphone than I could do, you know, in D.C. For now. So Oprah Winfrey is a very highly publicized Democrat. And so originally, she had said it's up for the Pennsylvanians to decide. And so she, you know, didn't necessarily, I think, let me see if I have her direct quote. But now she says, if I lived in Pennsylvania, I would have already cast my vote for John Fetterman for many reasons. This was during a virtual conversation with community leaders. So that was kind of big because, I mean, she had a huge career with Dr. Oz. Her company made money off of Dr. Oz. So Oprah was in a pretty tough position here. Does she support her friend or does she support the party she's affiliated with? So, obviously, Fetterman says this speaks volumes. Now, it speaks volumes for a multiple, is there such a thing as friend loyalty? Is there such a thing as, you know, you vote for the person? Do you trust the person? You know, if you trusted him on your show and you trusted him, you know, with the business end of things in terms of expanding your media reach, you know, through his show, why isn't he good enough to run for Senate? You know, now, you can, you know, be friends with somebody and differ with them politically. You don't have to necessarily vote for your friend. You should vote for whoever you think will do the best job. But that was pretty interesting. Because you thought they were, and maybe their relationship did sour over the last few years. I don't know. But in a way, they were partners. So it is fascinating that she wouldn't choose him. The other thing, too, is the backlash for her to, you know, support a Republican candidate going to be so bad and she could be so canceled that she couldn't take the risk, that she had to go with, you know what, I'm just going to stick with the Democrat side of things. It's safer. I don't know. Oprah's a smart woman. So my guess is she made a very educated decision on this. And I also think she'll stick to her guns. And if she does really believe in the Democratic philosophy, she's going to continue with that. But it is fascinating because, boy, did they look close and, boy, did they partner on a lot. So Fetterman's team is obviously very, very happy with that. They are honored, they say she's a leader on so many issues, fighting for our democracy, passing common sense gun reform, ensuring racial justice. I'm grateful for Oprah's support and trust on the issues. But, you know, this is an interesting race. By the way, mail-in ballots have already come in. I had issues at my poll yesterday. For some reason, my whole name, my whole existence was purged, and we don't know why that happened. My family's wasn't, and I had asked for a little bit of privacy when it came to, apparently you could ask for privacy when it comes to your address and your phone number, but voterrecords.com had it plastered all over the place. And so I wrote an article. It's on my Twitter and Facebook. If you need, you might want to look up yourselves and see, you know, what's going on. But it outs your whole neighborhood. It's ridiculous how these companies do it. And so I had reached out to my local Secretary of State because one of my listeners said what you do is you could ask for there to be privacy, and you could ask for removal of private information from public record. In fact, in Clark County, Nevada, there's an NRS statute. And they say, upon receipt of such request, your prospective Clark County Registrar of Voter shall not disclose the address or phone number of a registered voter to the public, including without limitation, in response to any inquiry received by a Clark County Registrar or by inclusion on any list of registered voters made available for public inspection pursuant to NRS 293.301, 293.440, and they list a bunch. So I had copied that statement from the website, and I said, as per your website, I'm asking the private information of the following not be disclosed, and which would be our, you know, phone number and our address. I asked that it be applied to my family. My family got voting mail-in ballots. I didn't. So I'm like, who has my mail-in ballot? Now it comes to turn out I was purged from the system. Why was I? When we asked what the hell happened, they said the voter asked that they be completely purged from the system. It wasn't me. I'm like, can you show me a copy of that email? And then all of a sudden we heard, oh, there's a system failure. So I was like, if you guys are having a system failure, then why are all why are people still voting? What's working? So, you know, be aware that there might be some, you know, mistakes. There might be some, you know, half-assed stuff being done. In fact, the House Judiciary Committee, especially the Republicans on this committee, have released a lengthy report on alleged politicization and anti-conservative bias in the FBI and Department of Justice. Now, this is going to serve as a roadmap, according to The Hill, for more probes of the agencies if the GOP wins control of the House in next week's midterm elections. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, they say, quote, under the stewardship of Director Christopher Wray, Attorney General Merrick Garland is broken. This according to Representative Jim Jordan. He is the ranking member of the committee who is going to probably chair the panel if the Republicans win a majority next week. Or if they win and then take over in January. They say it is a 1,050-page document, and it's copies of letters that Republicans have always sent to the agencies, with 1,000 pages of the report covering correspondence from the last year. And apparently the report wants to investigate the biases that have been elicited by the FBI and the DOJ. This is huge. We want to know that our government and our executive branch cannot wield powers over individuals that they disagree with. Then we don't have a democracy. Everybody says, well, you know, the Republicans win, we lose a democracy. We lose democracy if the election isn't fair, if the if votes don't get heard, if votes get, you know, stuck at, like what happened a few months ago, there was like thousands of votes sitting at a post office. They're like, what the hell are these here? They're 2 years old. You know, I mean, stuff like that is going to hurt our democracy. But, you know, with the FBI's investigation of Trump at Mar-a-Lago, with not very a lot of consistency when it came to Hunter Biden or Hillary Clinton, that is going to raise some eyebrows and raise some flags. And so it's concerning. Many people are, you know, after last election, people said, look how many people left the Republican Party. They didn't leave the Republican Party to leave the Republican Party. They were afraid that if they had an R next to their name, they would be a target. So this is why many people do not want their voting registration, their voter's ID, their political party plastered on these websites. And apparently these websites get a hold of the information. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you.
Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we're halfway there with hopefully stopping the time clock changes, with the Senate unanimously passing to end daylight savings time biannual changes. But it's stalling in the House, which means November 6th, we are still changing the clocks. Even if this did go through, it wouldn't happen until 2023. The problem is with clock changing, even with the spring forward or fall back, we are seeing drowsy driving. And drowsy driving isn't just exclusive to time clock change. It's a part of us taking antihistamines, cold medications, blood pressure medications. So Drowsy Driving Prevention Week is November 6th to the 13th. And joining us, again, and we've had him on the show before, is Dr. Joseph. Oops, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Joseph Dzierski from the National Sleep Foundation, or we've had your representatives on our show before, talking to us about Drowsy Driving Prevention Week. All right, so tell us what's going on.
Well, first, thank you for having us. As you noted, drowsy driving is a problem that happens throughout the year. It's not specific to any of the specific clock changes, but rather something that just can be a result of, as you mentioned, medication, sleep habits, health of individuals, but happens throughout the year. And I think one of the main takeaways, one of the things I want to just stress from the jump is that drowsy driving is impaired driving. We equate it to drunk, drugged, distracted driving. There's lots of D's of impaired driving. Drowsy just needs to be added to that list. We know that it's responsible for an estimated 6,400 fatal car crashes each year in the United States. So a widespread, preventable, and relatable problem.
It's one of the reasons why they changed us doctors' work shifts. We would do 36-hour shifts, and we would be falling asleep at stoplights. And, you know, how are we helping public health when we're out there on the road sleep-deprived? And sleep deprivation is huge. You must see, I don't know what percentage of the public has sleep deprivation, but I think it's, from what I'm seeing in my practice, it's pretty large.
Yeah, it's a widespread problem. I think oftentimes in our society, we prioritize things at the expense of sleep, which is really an unfortunate situation when sleep is such an essential behavior for us to be, you know, and be our best self and to operate at our highest level of functioning.
You know, a lot of people don't recognize the signs of them being tired or drowsy, and some of them will think they're hungry or they'll think they're thirsty. And so what are some kind of, you know, non-obvious signs that somebody is impaired from an awake standpoint?
Oh, okay. Well, first, I want to start with the obvious ones, because even though they're obvious, they might get overlooked. So I want to make sure we cover all bases. So the obvious signs, the things that you just, you know, doesn't matter if you're driving a car, if you're sitting at your desk, signs that you're drowsy are things like frequent blinking more than you usually do, or having that sensation of heavy eyelids. If you start to daydream or have disconnected thoughts, maybe you're yawning repeatedly, rubbing your eyes. These are all common signs of being drowsy. Now, if they happen specifically when you're behind the wheel of a motor vehicle, that's when the situation actually becomes dangerous. Now, there are also driving-specific cues or warning signs that you might be drowsy. These are things like maybe having trouble or difficulty remembering the last couple miles that you traveled or the last couple minutes. You know, that kind of aha moment where you think, oh, was there traffic? Did I stop at any stop signs or stoplights? If you don't have those memories, you weren't aware when you were driving, and that could be a result of being, you know, overly drowsy. Things like missing an exit or having difficulty fully controlling your vehicle. Things like drifting within your lane, not even going into other lanes, but drifting side to side, maybe having a hard time maintaining appropriate distance to the car in front of you, or if there are no cars in front of you, having a hard time just maintaining a consistent roadway speed are all signs that you might not be operating the vehicle at its safest full potential, and that you might be more drowsy than you might realize.
So true. Last time your team was on our show, we spoke about how many medications we're on that we don't feel are making us tired can actually impair our driving. Can you talk to us about those?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. I mean, lots of medication side effects, right, result in some sort of daytime fatigue and things like this. And I think maybe a situation where we get into, and it's similar to just drowsy driving as a result of chronically having poor sleep, is that when you're experiencing these symptoms for days on end, they become the new normal, right? When you sleep poorly for multiple days, all of a sudden that's just how you're functioning. And I would imagine the same thing might occur with a medication that you're taking on a consistent or habitual basis, where you might experience that daytime symptom to begin with, but then it becomes less noticeable over time simply because you habituated to it, when in fact, it's still there. It just became your new normal. I think those situations are places where people are just chronically not at their best. And it's an important situation for you to be aware of.
We're speaking to Dr. Joseph Zerski, Vice President of Research and Scientific Affairs at the National Sleep Foundation. So Best Slept Self, tell us about that program.
Yes, the Best Slept Self is a reflection that the National Sleep Foundation is committed to helping anyone and anyone really get the sleep that they need at night. To us, your best slept self is this kind of renewed you that you can get to after taking 3 small steps during the day and 3 small steps during the evening hours that can have such an impact on your nighttime sleep. When I think about daytime tips to be your best slept self, I'm thinking about things like spending some time outdoors in bright light during the day. And if you can't get outdoors, you can substitute with some bright indoor light. Getting a little bit of physical activity on a daily basis, ideally 5 days a week for 30 minutes, and eating your meals at consistent times every day. These small daytime tips can have a big impact on your nighttime sleep. In terms of nighttime tips, we like to encourage everyone to avoid heavy meals, alcohol, nicotine, caffeine before bed. We want everyone to have a consistent, relaxing wind-down routine, something that sets the stage for good, healthy sleep. Go to bed at the same time each night and allow for the very necessary and essential 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. And lastly, have a bedroom environment that's as conducive as possible to good sleep. Keep it cool, keep it quiet, and keep it dark.
Absolutely. I got 4 rescue cats and a dog. They're not conducive. So figure out where to put them because they love to sleep on the bed and wake us up in the middle of the night.
It's so tough. And you hear it about animals, young children, things like this. And it's all a balancing act, right? Prioritize the sleep so that you can be function at your best during the day. And, you know, we all just have to make these decisions and prioritize, you know, how we want to spend this time.
Well, we're grateful for you and what the National Sleep Foundation does. I think this driving drowsy is much more common and frequent than we could imagine. And, you know, we push through and, you know, we jump in the car or we're at work and we're like, you know what, I can make an extra run. You know, I'll wake up when I drive. A lot of people think the drive will wake me up. And it's dangerous. And if we have the statistics of how many of these accidents were really because somebody was impaired driving wise, I think it would just blow our mind.
Any
last minute advice you'd like to give our listeners?
Well, I'd love to comment just on the statistics that you mentioned. Right now, the best estimates we have are 100,000, but all experts say that those are probably 3 times lower than reality. So we're thinking 300,000 accidents a year. And our own data at the National Sleep Foundation suggests that 62% of us, or 150 million adults, have driven while drowsy. So widespread. Just a big problem. And I think it comes down to, as I said, you know, there's the tips that you can do. You can pull over, you can have caffeinated beverages, all these sorts of things. Those are band-aids. The best cure is to avoid getting cut in the first place. And by that, I mean, get the sleep that you need to operate your motor vehicle safely.
Absolutely. How can my listeners find out more information?
We would love your listeners to visit us on the web at thenSF.org. That's thenSF.org. I'd like to remind everyone that there is only one National Sleep Foundation, and we have been the trusted voice for sleep health for over 30 years now. Please visit us at thenSF.org. Great tips and tricks about how to do your best of self and vital information about drowsy driving prevention.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.